It's been 3 years since Mohammed Harun has fled his home country, Myanmar, fearing for his life. He is among several thousands of Rohingya Muslims who have made their way to India. But their voices remain unheard as they continue to suffer from extreme poverty amid an ongoing silence by the international community.
We're facing extreme hardship, especially when someone gets sick. In recent weeks, we have lost one of our brothers due to lack of medical help. Harsh weather is also making us sick, especially women and children. What can I tell you? Our life is full of misery.
Harun, along with a number of Rohingya families, are camping on the outskirts of the capital, Delhi. Most of them are taking menial jobs for living. Others depend on charity, as it's difficult for them to find a job.
We don't get any help from anyone. We are facing extreme hardship. My father died recently as he was sick, and we couldn't afford medicine for him. We are in desperate need of food and medicine for our children. If the condition like this continue for a long time, our families will die of hunger.
The hardship faced by the Rohingya refugees seems to be so severe that even the aid programs by the UN Refugee Agency cannot alleviate. The refugees have been forced to leave their homeland, Myanmar, to flee an ongoing violence against Muslims there. Many see the unrest as an ethnic cleansing backed by the Myanmar government.
Social activists in India are urging the United Nations to immediately provide humanitarian relief for these Rohingya refugees who are stateless and are plagued with extreme destitution. They say Myanmar government must help stop massacre and persecution of Muslims. Munawar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.